The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi, where the meat is delivered fresh every day, the Aldi way.
Your laser. Now, you might have seen a story a couple of months back on a lot of the social media outlets. And we had Niamh on with us as well, live in the studio. We have her back on the phone. Niamh Gainey, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you guys?
Not too bad at all. Now, remember, just remind everybody, you kind of went looking for your doppelganger somewhere in the world. You kind of launched a campaign on social media, didn't you?
I did, somewhere in the world, and she happened to be right bang in Ireland.
And you found, you brought the girl in live in the studio with us, because I was a little bit...
skeptical?
Yeah, a little bit skeptical, because I kind of thought, how much is she going to look? When she walked into the room...
Yeah.
I would then became even more sceptical, Jenny, because I thought this person has to be related to her, never mind anything else. Everything was the same, her eyes, her teeth, her hair, but she wasn't related to you. But you didn't just stop there, Niamh. What happened after that?
I'm on a quest to find my seven doppelgangers. So I
seven?
Continue. Yes, apparently we all have seven. So I have found two more. My last one, Irene, which we showed the world last Friday.
Okay, now where's Irene from?
Irene is from Sligo.
Okay, so you didn't have to travel far, really?
Oh, no, unfortunately not. I wouldn't mind finding one in Hawaii.
No, that'd be nice, because your previous one that you found was it Louisa, and she was Italian?
Yes, she was in Genoa in Italy, so I got to go over there to meet her.
Lovely, lovely. So this is, what I want to know is, where do you find it? Are you working as well, Niamh, or is this your full-time job now?
This is my full-time job, finding doppelgangers, believe it or not. I'm working with Twin Strangers. We have a website, twinstrangers.com.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes, and now we help other people to find their doppelgangers. So at the moment, we have over 500,000 people registered on the website, and they're from everywhere all over the world, from places like Albania and Mayotte and St. Kevin and Nevis, you know, like these tiny little islands that only have 10,000 people on them have heard about Twin Strangers and are on it. So we're finding matches every day.
If you ever see anybody that looks like Jenny, because we found two of Jenny's as well, by the way, so she might start looking for seven. Yeah, Buffy, the Sarah Michelle Gellar, that's one. Would you agree?
Yeah,
that's one. Avril Lavigne.
I'm going to need to see these like face to face, you know, really analyse.
Okay, all right, we can send those to you. There's absolutely problem with that. We're still kind of, we're on the hunt for Nikki. There's one or two Irish ones I think look a bit like
Brad Pitt, I'd say, is probably one.
Yeah, something in the Irish water.
We say that.
There's definitely something. There's two Brians, though, that kind of remind me a little bit of Nikki. A tiny bit.
Brian's.
Really? Yeah. Brian.
Well, is it? Well, Brian McFadden and Brian Ormond. I think Brian McFadden years ago.
Look like me.
I thought years ago you looked a bit. Like, now I'm going back like 10 years here now. Brian Ormond.
I never looked like Brian Ormond or Brian McFadden ever.
Similar features. That's all I'm saying, Niamh. You know.
In the early '90s.
I'm going to stay with Brad Pitt. I'm sorry, I'm going to stay with
this.
That.
How do you kind of? Is it just by? Do you just look at it by eye and say, yeah, they're? How close do you have to look like someone to go, yeah, that's a doppelganger?
Well, there's two different kind of ways. I mean, the first is facial features. Like, you're really examining facial features, you know, to see how alike they are. You need to have the same face shape, eye shape, nose shape, lip shape. But then there's like kind of an overall likeness that kind of takes over as well. Cause, you know, a lot of people, like two celebrities look alike, and they do, but when you break down, their facial features aren't exact like. So there is kind of an overall likeness that you can have too.
Okay.
So the website, what do you think? See, text in to say that, Jenny. Look, do people just send in a picture of themselves looking for a doppelganger? Is that the idea? They go, here's what I look like. Is there anybody else out there that looks like me? Is that the idea?
Yeah, you're basically signing up. It's like an advertisement for your face, you know? And you're there to be discovered as well as trying to find your own doppelganger. So, you know, if you want to put your photo up there and go away about your day, you know, someone from America can contact you. You know, we have this kind of starring system, and you'll get an email saying that someone has starred you, and, you know, go check it out if you think, you know, this might be your doppelganger.
So if they've starred you, it's a bit like Tinder. They've swiped to the right and said, yeah.
That's it. Yeah,
I look like you. Okay.
Yeah.
And have you ever been sent somebody who didn't want to take part in this, where, and you're going, God, she really looks like me, but she just doesn't want to know?
In terms of my own doppelganger?
Yeah.
I haven't. I've been very lucky, but I also have these amazing convincing powers. I think, you know, when I'm kind of relentless and I find someone and they do look like me, you know, I will try my best to...
You're not going to take no for an answer, basically. Okay, I get
it,
Nick.
That's it.
Come on, will you just meet up for a scone and a coffee, for God's sake? That won't hurt you.
Well, okay. Someone's texted us in now. I don't know. I don't know who it was, but there is people in agreement that.
Do you know what? Before you even say any text, okay. A lot of our texts are actually really good, very honest people. I always find that with our texts over the past year and a half. Sorry, what was the text, Jenny?
Wow. I reckon this could be from your mum, Nikki. It says, I think Nikki looks like David Beckham.
No, that wouldn't be from my mum.
After a few drinks.
My mum wouldn't send that. My mum would maybe.
She'd be like, you're better looking than David. Don't mind them.
Are you saying my mum talks a lot?
No, absolutely not. Okay. So, Niamh, so you're on to, you've number three now, is it, or four? Number three.
Number three, that's number three.
Okay, so you got four more to go, is that right?
Four more to go, yes.
And do you have some in the pipeline, or are you kind of gone blank after the latest one?
Oh, totally, totally blank. So, okay. You know, if you know anyone, send them my way. Particularly in warmer climates, I'm all for that.
Okay, we try and get you somewhere exotic. So we get a Niamh Gainey lookalike who lives in a hot climate.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Niamh, appreciate it. Taking the call. Now, listen, the next one you hear or find, give us a call, okay?
Will do.
Thanks, Niamh.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye. So there you go. It's an interesting one because they do say that everybody has kind of, well, at least one, but...